Hey everybody, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. Ever feel like you're constantly running on this hamster wheel of stress? You know, pushing, striving, trying to be your best self all the time, but sometimes feeling just burnt out. Well, friends, I'm here to tell you that it's okay to hit the pause button. Self-compassion and self-awareness aren't about being lazy or letting yourself off the hook. They're about building a sustainable foundation for real success and genuine happiness. Today, we're diving deep into these two game changers. Because let's face it, in our crazy world, we often forget to be kind to ourselves. We set unrealistic expectations, compare ourselves to others, that Instagram highlight reel is not reality, and then beat ourselves up when we don't meet those impossible standards. But what if I told you there's a better way? What if you could cultivate a relationship with yourself that's built on acceptance, understanding, and genuine care? Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, right? Trust me, I've been there. But the good news is, self-compassion and self-awareness are like muscles, they get stronger with practice. So let's break it down into five actionable steps that can make a real difference in your life. 1. Ditch the inner critic, that voice in your head constantly putting you down? Yeah, time to silence it. We all have that inner critic, but we don't need to listen to every negative thought. Imagine yourself as your best friend, would you talk to them like that? Probably not. So why treat yourself any differently? When those critical voices start chirping, gently challenge them. Ask yourself, is this true? Is it helpful? What would I say to a friend going through the same thing? 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever feel like you're constantly on autopilot, just reacting to everything around you? Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about noticing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without getting swept away by them. Try taking a few minutes each day to simply breathe deeply and focus on your surroundings. You can even download a meditation app. There are tons of great free ones out there. 3. Celebrate your wins. We tend to focus so much on what we haven't achieved that we forget to celebrate the small victories along the way. Every time you accomplish something, no matter how small, acknowledge it and give yourself a pat on the back. You deserve it. Keep a gratitude journal. Jot down 3 things you're grateful for every day. This simple act can shift your perspective and make you feel more appreciative of the good things in your life. 4. Learn from your mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over them, view them as learning opportunities. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I do things differently next time? Remember, growth comes from stepping outside your comfort zone and embracing those challenges. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is the most important one, folks. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer to a loved one. You're worthy of love, care, and support. Talk kindly to yourself, forgive yourself for your mistakes, and celebrate your strengths. Ever been stuck in that endless loop of, I should be doing more, I'm not good enough? Sound familiar? Well, picture this. You're scrolling through social media, comparing yourself to everyone else's seemingly perfect lives, the glamorous vacations, the picture-perfect families, the effortlessly successful careers. You start feeling a little down on yourself, thinking, why can't I have that? ... Suddenly, your phone buzzes. It's a message from your best friend who's been struggling with their own self-doubt lately. They text you something like, feeling super overwhelmed and not good enough today. Instead of getting sucked into the comparison spiral yourself, what if you responded with a simple, heartfelt message of support? Maybe something like, hey, I hear you. It's easy to feel that way sometimes, but remember you are amazing just the way you are. Don't let those feelings define you. See the difference? When we practice self-compassion and awareness, we not only benefit ourselves but also become better friends, partners, and human beings. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing these steps today. Cultivate that inner kindness, embrace your imperfections, and remember, you are enough, just as you are. Remember, this journey is all about progress, not perfection. Take it one step at a time, be kind to yourself along the way, and watch yourself thrive. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder of their awesomeness, tag me on social media and let me know what resonated with you. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.